This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, on October 16, more than 1,000 people are expected to take part in the Buddy Walk Sydney, which is a chance to raise funds and awareness as part of International Down Syndrome Month for October. Now, somebody who will be there with bells on is Rita Harden, mum to Jacob, 14, who has Down Syndrome. And Rita's on the line now to tell us more about it. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Katrina.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. So Jacob's 14 now, and I can only imagine you must have learned an awful lot about Down syndrome in 14 years. So can you tell us a bit about the condition? What is it, and how are people with Down syndrome generally affected by it?
Absolutely. I didn't know Jacob was going to be born with Down syndrome until he was about 13 hours old. And he had this huge gap between his big toe and the rest of his toes, which is quite common with people with Down syndrome. Also, they have one crease in their hand. You know, like when you look at the palm of your hand, you usually have two creases.
Uh-huh.
People with Downs typically have one.
Where is that one? Like the one that goes along the thumb or the one that the other one?
Yeah, there's a few, but okay. If you have Down syndrome, you only have one general crease across the palm of your hand.
Interesting.
But Jacob actually was born with what's called trisomy 21, which means three chromosomes. So basically, Down syndrome is just one extra chromosome. And you get 23 cells from the mom and 23 cells from the dad, and then you've got like a whole makeup of like 46 cells that are all happening and at the moment of creation and stuff. So there's several reasons or causes, I guess, for Down syndrome. One could be inherited from a carrier parent. One would be like translocation. Trisomy 21 cells just divide unequally.
Mm-hmm.
Or just by, the mercy of God. That's just how he is created.
I mean, other than we know the trademark kind of look of Down syndrome, most people can recognize someone who has Down syndrome. But how does it actually affect them physically, mentally? You know, what's the actual, the upshot for people with Down syndrome? What do they live with?
Intellectual disability, facing many challenges, barriers. They do everything that we do. They just move a little bit slower. That they could be mildly intellectually disabled, or they could be, profound and severe.
Okay. There are certain other sort of physical imperfections that can tend to go along with Down syndrome as well, aren't there?
Absolutely. Congenital heart defects. My Jacob was born with three. He has two heart defects still ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, again, are really severe and some are profound and some are just very mild, like a hole between the ventricles of the heart. Jacob's valve, the patent ductus arteriosus, it didn't close. So they had to do open heart surgery when he was about 9 months old just to close that valve for him.
Mm.
So heart defects... is really, really, really common in people born with Down syndrome.
Okay. And what's been one of the biggest challenges for you as the parent of a Down syndrome child?
I think back to when he was a baby and, being in the public eye and, of course, I'm just a mom and he's just a baby. And people would always just stare and stare and stare. Yes, obviously he looks different. Yes, he has a little bit of the slanted eyes or he's really chubby or, whatever. He does look different. But I think it was just me trying to recognize that the community was looking at us oddly, but trying to reinforce to Jacob, at the same time that it's not polite to stare, Jacob, and letting people around us know that, that it's not a disease. It's not something you're going to catch. It's not contagious. He's just a child.
Mm.
So I think one of the barriers, the challenges that we face is just how people approach him, or one of the common traits of Down syndrome people is the affectionate side.
Mm.
And so they're very, loving and hugging and, really affectionate, loving people. And I think people don't, quite take to that because in society, generally, we just don't go up and just hug on people and love on them like we, but people with Down syndrome, they don't have that kind of, shame factor.
The inhibition, yeah.
Yes, that's the word, inhibition. Thank you.
And so you've got Jacob in a mainstream school, haven't you? How's that been?
Yes, as I said, it's one challenge, and then we face another challenge, and then we face another challenge, and it's ongoing. When we were in primary school, and then that whole transition to finding a school in our area and one that provided the IO support that he needs, and just, you know, and then, of course, being in the mainstream school, he faces the challenges of, you know, the mainstream students, like, either buddying with him and looking after him and protecting him, or the other mainstream students that can actually bully him and teach him bad things. And, you know, so educative-wise, everyone has their own specific, like, individualized plan to how they can learn and what their abilities are, instead of looking at their disabilities and what they can't do. But that's been a journey all on its own, just you know, him finding his way, you know, being 14, going through puberty, you know, he's in year 8, and I'm really proactive about mainstream schooling. I think it's, you know, the integration, the social inclusion is really important for people with Down syndrome, as well as, you know, the ignorance in the community of people that, you know, aren't aware. And, I think that's really important.
And how does he go? I mean, does he ever have times where he feels that he's left out or he can't join in?
Of course. Yeah. Of course. You know, that's where I think early intervention and, you know, social skill building is really important. Even just, it's not going to happen in 5 minutes. You can't, you know, be in early intervention for 3 years of your life and then it just go away. It's got to be a continuous growing thing. And, you know, like, they obviously, they're not going to learn at our pace. So we, you know, go along with them at their pace. And, you know, like, when they're doing sports or something, and, you know, you play the tetherball, you know, you're quick to put your hand up or move out of the way if it comes near your face, is where someone with Downs doesn't have that reactive, you know, they're a little bit slower, mm-hmm. you know, at learning. So that goes across the board to, you know, cricket and every other sport that they play, that they just can't do it just right. They can't do it the way we can. And, right. you know, to, like, be included in, say, like, they're picking the team, you know what I mean, that they want the best player, they want the fastest runner, and, of course, you know, the Down syndrome, that's not going to be them. They're going to do it their own way and in their own time. And, he's coping, you know, being a teenager and going through the motions and stuff, and, you know, just the social time that he has with recess has been our biggest challenge in our journey, so...
Yeah, okay, like hanging out at lunchtime and recess and that sort of thing. What about, I guess, the question I have to ask you as well is about the future. I mean, do you worry about the future? Do you see a possibility for him to be able to live independently? You know, how do you deal with that?
Absolutely. Future planning is always in the back of our heads. You know, we're always thinking ways to improve his independence, you know, supporting him the best way that we can. I don't want to hinder his independence by all means. You know, if I could live in a home and, you know, have him in the granny flat out the back, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't want to coddle him, and I treat him, you know, no differently than I do my other children, and I try to teach him to be as responsible as he can. And I think living independently and, you know, even holding down, you know, gainful employment, if it's working, you know, in a theater or, you know, Hungry Jack's or something, it doesn't matter as long as he's happy.
Yep.
And I will support him in all of his endeavors. And, you know, if living in a group home or, you know, living semi-independently is the way to go, then, you know, I'm really proactive for Jacob for that. So it's really important for him to be himself and, you know, just to be happy.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us about this buddy walk. I know you did it last year. Was it refreshing to be around other people who are basically going through the same things you've gone through?
Absolutely, absolutely. I feel like in a way it's like I leave Sydney for a while and I just go where I'm comfortable and I'm in my own kind of, you know, like, finally, people who can understand me know, you know, what I'm going through. And, you know, that for the new moms, you know, that are out there and they don't have hope. You know, they don't have that, you know, what's my child's future going to be like?
It's, yeah.
When the child with Down syndrome is born, you go through this natural grieving process. You know, that baby's gone. The hope of, you know, having grandchildren is gone. You know, that walking down the aisle for the wedding, you know, those ideas, you know, are different. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's over, you know, but it's a different kind of life that these children are going to have. And I think for Jacob, you know, like, just being a part of that and really being able to support each other and feeling that Down syndrome community, you know, that it gives them their chance to shine. Mm-hmm. So it's really, you know, it's a really special event, you know, with the Buddy Walk and having Down Syndrome Association. They're a great resource and information for people, new families, raising awareness and, you know, just coming together and celebrating, you know, on the day what it's like to have Down syndrome and all the love and support. And, you know, this year's theme is, you know, we get by with a little bit of help. And I think we all do, you know, we all have that, you know, we can't do it alone. And, you know, having support and family and friends around to shine with us, you know, in celebration of Down syndrome, I think it's a fantastic thing and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Rita. It's been lovely to speak to you this morning.
Well, thank you, Katrina.
That's Rita Harden. She's the mum of 14-year-old Jacob who has Down syndrome. The Buddy Walk Sydney is on October the 16th. It starts outside Customs House at Circular Quay, finishes up at Bradfield Park. You can find out more info at buddywalk.org.au. Thanks very much, Rita.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.